with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. I'm the best ever. I'm the best ever. I'm the best ever.
You'll never give me a fat shake. You know that? I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
I'm real champion.
I was born ready. I was born ready.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. You want to throw sometime? Bang! 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 Bang!
Greetings, Fife fans. Just another episode here of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's on your YouTube channel, the Boxeo Tijuana YouTube channel, and also every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring network of David Dueñas is the two-minute round with David Avila and Liz Quevedo Parr. That's our all-female boxing podcast that is set for our next show on April 21st. Unfortunately, we were supposed to have our show on April 7th, this last Thursday past, but we weren't able to do it. We were having some technical difficulties. So our next show will be April 21st. We will be rescheduling our interview with Amaris Quintana, who will be part of the Golovkin-Wade undercard at the Forum on April 23rd. She'll be fighting Kenny Enriquez from Tijuana, Mexico. Also, Sinies Estrada will be facing Selene Lopez of Mexicali, Mexico on that same undercard. But first, before all that, we have the news, the fight results, and the upcoming calendar for this week here are In the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less boxing podcast, where we give you all the news and notes regarding boxing this week. So let's go to the first segment of the show, which is Hooks and Jabs, where we give you the last, the news for the last week. Three title fights were announced by Showtime for their May 21st triple hitter. Happening on the Showtime channel, Erislandis Lara will defend his WBA super welterweight title against Vanes Martirio Sorian. That would be a rematch of their 2012 clash, which ended in a technical draw. Jermell Charlo defends his IBF super welterweight title against former champ Austin Trout. And then Jermell Charlo, his twin brother, faces John Jackson for the vacant WBC 154-pound title. If Jermell Charlo would happen to win that fight, it would be, make history, since it would be the first time that twin brothers hold world titles. Twin brothers hold world titles at the same time. So that would be history in the making if Jermell Charlo can defeat John Jackson on May 21st for the vacant WBC 150-pound title. And it was just announced that former champ Demetrius Andrade will face Willie Nelson on June 11th at the Turning Stone in Verona, New York, during the International Boxing Hall of Fame weekend. The winner becomes a mandatory for the winner of the aforementioned fight between Jermell Charlo and John Jackson, who will be fighting, like I mentioned, on May 21st. So Demetrius Andrade back in the mix after being out for some time with some problems with, I believe it was the WBO. And now he's back in the mix facing Willie Nelson. Whoever wins that becomes a mandatory challenger to the winner of Jermell Charlo and John Jackson, who will be the new WBC 154-pound world champion. Juan Manuel Marquez, still in the news despite not fighting since May of 2014, says he's willing to face Miguel Cotto. That fight has been thrown around for quite some time. Said he began to train already, would like to fight in July or August in a tune-up before facing Cotto. But according to Steve Kim, Cotto would not be coming back until coming back in June as planned. And the last thing that Marquez said in an interview was that if Miguel Cotto wants to face him, it would has to be at welterweight. He would not fight Miguel Cotto anything above 147 pounds. Always in the news, Floyd Mayweather Jr. has gone on record saying he's interested in promoting mixed martial arts. That's all there is to say about that. He wants to get into the game mixed martial arts. I don't see why. I mean, really, his promotional company hasn't developed any real fighters of note. I mean, he does have some fighters, but not anybody of note. You know, Ashley Theophane just lost to Broner. You know, Jaylon Love, he's had his opportunities. The only champion they have right now that I can think off the top of my head is Badu Jack, but he has a good fight against Lucien Boutte on April 30th. So let's see what happens. If Floyd Mayweather is really serious about promoting MMA, he probably should get a little bit more serious about promoting boxing. And 19-year-old Arturo Marquez, son of former champ Raul Marquez, signed to Top Rank this past weekend in Las Vegas. They were there for the big Manny Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley fight. While there, he decided to sign on with Top Rank. His dad, former champ Raul Marquez, was also a Top Rank fighter. That's where he won his title. And Arturo Marquez, a 19-year-old, he's 60. And in the amateurs, he was 60 and 10. 60 wins, 10 losses as an amateur. Right now, as a pro, he's 1-0 with one knockout. And his next fight is set for Laredo, Texas on May 21st. That brings us to the end of the Hooks and Jabs, where we give you the latest news in the boxing world. And now we go to our fight results. On Friday, April 30th, in Moscow, Russia, undefeated Eduard Troyanovsky retained his IBF super lightweight title with a six-round TKO over former champion Cesar René Cuenca of Argentina. Cuenca was down in the fourth and in the sixth. Troyanovsky won the title back in November with the seventh-round TKO of Cuenca, who at that time was trying to match Mayweather Jr.'s record. I don't know if you guys remember that fight, but he was 48-0 with two knockouts. He was trying to go for that 49-0. We spoke about it in the last show. Eduard Troyanovsky stopped him in the seventh round back in November. They hold a rematch in Moscow, Russia this past Friday, and Troyanovsky did it a little bit sooner, stopping him in the sixth round. Saturday, April 9th in Veracruz, Mexico on Televisa, the Mexican national network, former WBC super flyweight champion Tomas El Gusano Rojas defended his WBC Continental Americas featherweight title with the fourth round TKO over Prosper Ancra. And in the semi-main event, 18-year-old Eduardo Churritos Hernandez stopped Davis Perez for the vacant WBC youth super featherweight title. The funny thing is that Perez is 30 years old when the cutoff age for youth titles is 24. So that's pretty interesting. Guy's 18. Yeah, he fights for the WBC youth title, but the other guy's 30, so he doesn't really qualify. But then everybody knew probably that Eduardo Churritos Hernandez was going to win that fight. On Saturday, April 9th, from the O2 Arena in London, Showtime, and on Sky Box Office in England, Anthony Joshua captured the IBF heavyweight title with his 16th knockout in as many fights by stopping Charles Martin in the second round. Martin was floored twice in the second round by right hands. Second time, the referee counted him out. Charles Martin has gone on record to say that it was stopped prematurely, but he didn't get up at the right count. He got up around 9. The referee decided to stop it right then and there. So it was kind of weird, but, you know, he protested, but it wasn't much. He didn't get up. Lee Selby defending his eye. This was part of that big O2 Arena fight card where there's a ton of title fights going on. Lee Selby defending his IBF featherweight title with a unanimous decision over Eric Hunter. Scores were 116, 110 two times and 115, 111. Selby down for the first time in his career in the third, and Hunter had a point deducted in the seventh for low blows. Matthew Macklin got a majority decision over Brian Rose over 12 rounds for the IBF Intercontinental Middleweight title, but the title remained vacant since Macklin missed a second-day weigh-in. I don't know if you guys know this, but the IBF actually holds a second-day weigh-in where I believe it all depends on the weight. You know, these guys being super middleweights, I'm sure that they could go a little bit more than 10 pounds between the weigh-in the day before and the weigh-in, the second weigh-in, which is held in the morning of the fight. But Macklin missed that second day weigh-in, so the title remained vacant, even though he got a majority decision over Brian Rose. Jamie McDonald stopped late replacement Fernando Vargas of Tijuana in the ninth to defend his WBA Super Bantamweight title. And George Groves stopped David Brophy in the fourth for the vacant WBA International Super Middleweight title. And on Saturday, April 9th, down on this side of the big pond at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and on HBO pay-per-view, Manny Pacquiao looked like the Pacquiao of old, earning a unanimous decision over Timothy Bradley Jr. in the third installment of their trilogy. Bradley was down twice, once in the seventh round and once in the ninth. The first knockdown looked like a little bit of a slip or a push, but his glove did touch the canvas. It was ruled a knockdown. The second one was a legit one, even though he was probably a little off balance when Pacquiao landed that left hook and he was dropped. Scores were 116-110. Three times after the fight, Timothy Bradley said he was going to take a long break. I guess he has a beach house out here in San Diego. Maybe he can invite me for a little vegetarian cuisine now that he's not vegetarian anymore, but at one point he was. And he said he was going to come out with his family and spend some time out here in the beach in San Diego. When asked if his relationship with Teddy Atlas was going to continue, he said he needed to marinate on it. He wanted to talk about it. He wanted to talk to Teddy Atlas about it, since Teddy Atlas, you know, he has a family and he stays away from his family for 8 weeks prior to any fight that Timothy Bradley trains for. So maybe Teddy Atlas doesn't want to continue. Teddy Atlas went on record to say that he failed this fighter, that he didn't get as much of this fighter that he needed. Let's see what happens there between Teddy Atlas and Timothy Bradley. As far as Manny Pacquiao, he mentioned that he will remain undefeated. He said that he wants to spend some time with his family. As of right now, he feels that he's retired. And the thing is, he said he may or may not come back. I hope he doesn't. I think he ended his career in the right note by beating Timothy Bradley in this third fight. That gives him two wins over Bradley, with two Bradleys, one the one win with Bradley being highly controversial. Everybody thinking that Manny Pacquiao won that fight. Manny Pacquiao is used to fighting twice a year, except for this last time. He hasn't fought in almost a year. His last fight was in May of 2015, where it was that debacle against Floyd Mayweather. Now he fights again. Say he doesn't fight in November like he usually does, or December. So he comes back next April. That might happen. If he doesn't come back next April and he's still undefeated and then decides to come back in 2018, he'll be like 39 years old. And I wouldn't want to see a Manny Pacquiao that old back in the ring. That might be something tragic. So hopefully he does stay retired. Hopefully he has earned enough money and kept enough money from the Philippine IRS or anybody else that he can, you know, ride off into the sunset. In the semi-main event, Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez remained undefeated and made history by becoming the first Mexican-born super middleweight champion with a unanimous decision over Armenian Arthur Abraham. Scores were 120-108 three times. Oscar Valdez captured the vacant WBO NABO featherweight title with a fourth-round stoppage over former champion Evgeny the Mexican-Russian Gradovich. And with a unanimous decision, Jose Ramirez of nearby Fresno, California, defended his WBC Continental America super lightweight title over Manuel Perez on the HBO pay-per-view. Scores were 99-91, 98-92, and 97-93. With that, we finish up our fight results, and now we go to the upcoming calendar. Very fast, very quick here on In the Square Circle with Felipe León, where we give you all your news and notes regarding the last week or this week's boxing news in 30 minutes or less. Upcoming calendar, we have a couple of good fights. Friday, April 15th from the Velasco Theater, Golden Boy Promotions will be featuring on Estrella TV and on ringtv.com or .tv. Jesus Soto Caraz versus Yoshihiro Kamegai in a super welterweight clash over 10 rounds. This fight has been bandied about for a while. Finally gets made, and Golden Boy has announced that this fight card is sold out at the Velasco Theater in downtown Los Angeles. In a semi-main, Vyacheslav Shabransky versus Derek Findy, cruiserweights in an 8-rounder. And the debut of San Diego fighter Gennaro El Conde Gámez versus Archie Wea, super featherweights in a 4-rounder. Same night, Friday, April 15th, from the Turning Stone Resort and Casino in Verona, New York, Salido Promotions will be featuring on Showtime Nikolay Potapov versus Stephen Young, bantamweight in a 10-rounder, Eury Bernardo versus Mason Bernard, lightweights in an 8-rounder, and Alexei Zubov versus Konstantin Bejenaru, cruiserweights in an 8-rounder. My only question here is, has anybody heard of these guys? And they're actually going to be featured on a major boxing network, which is Showtime on Friday night. So thank you, Al Heyman. Saturday, April 16th, Monterrey, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo, and on Televisa, Adrián Estrella versus DeMarcus Corley for the interim WBC Latino lightweight title. The interim WBC Latino lightweight title over 10 rounds. I didn't know DeMarcus Corley was Latino, but he'll be fighting for the title. Imagine if he wins now. DeMarcus Corley is the WBC interim Latino lightweight champion. Come on. Saturday, April 16th, same night from the Philippines, Magjo Arroyo defends his IBF super flyweight title against Jerwin Ancajas over 12 rounds. Same night, April 16th, from San Juan, Puerto Rico, Top Rank will be featuring on Unimas, Felix Verdejo versus José Luis Rodríguez, lightweights in a 10-rounder. Same night on Showtime, DeBella Entertainment from the Foxwoods Resort in Connecticut, Jose Pedraza, Puerto Rican, versus Steven Smith for the IBF Super Featherweight title in a 10-rounder. Pedraza is the champ there. The WBC Featherweight champion Gary Russell Jr. defends against Patrick Hyland in 12-rounder. And Chad Dawson versus Cornelius White, light heavyweights in a 10-rounder. I don't think that's going to be featured on Showtime. I think it's only going to be the Pedraza-Steven Smith fight and the Russell Jr. Patrick Hyland. But just wanted to note that Chad Dawson is still fighting, and he will be this Saturday night at the Foxwoods Resort against Cornelius White in light heavyweight action in a scheduled 10-rounder. Saturday, April 16th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Roy Jones Jr. presents on CBS Sports Network, Stephen Claggett versus Chris Van Heerden, welterweights in a 10-rounder, and Nico Macias del Brewster. I don't know if you guys ever seen this guy, but this guy is pretty entertaining. I mean, he's a punching machine, versus Limberth Ponce, super welterweights in an 8-rounder. And finally, on NBC, DeBella Entertainment, you know for who, will be setting up the premier boxing champions at the Barclays Center in New York, Brooklyn. Errol Spence Jr. in his biggest test to date against former champ Chris Algieri in the welterweight limit of 147 pounds in a 12-rounder. And the WBO cruiserweight champion Christoph Glowacki will be defending his title against veteran Steve Cunningham. And that, my friends, is the end of the upcoming calendar. And in a couple minutes, that will be also the end of this, the 14th edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. Very quickly, before we get out of here, let me give you the rundown of the shows on Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, we have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. They're the first ones to hop on and give you all the information. Callers calling in, talking about all the weekend fights. Tuesdays, you have this show, In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, 30-minute or less boxing review of what went on the past weekend as far as news and upcoming calendar. Wednesday is the flagship show with David Dueñas, Leave It in the Ring, with his co-host Gabriel Montoya and a revolving cast of misfits, including myself, Felipe León. I'll sometimes get on there. Then we also have every other week the two-minute round, your all-female boxing podcast with David Avila, myself, Felipe León, and Liz Quevedo Parr. And then also on a very special schedule, which we don't know yet, we have the technical draw with Lenny the Fightsmith. His last interview was with Lou DiBella. That was you could not miss that interview. You haven't listened to it yet, go back into the archives and listen to that. And then we also have somewhere in the week, we have Around the Ring, where David Dueñas pulls snippets of all the shows on the network, on the Leave It in the Ring network, and pulls them together. It's kind of like Talk Soup. I don't know if you guys remember that show on E, but for Leave It in the Ring network. Well, folks, thank you for listening. We are right under 20 minutes for the news, the notes, upcoming calendar, and your past fight results. Hope you enjoyed the show. This is your quick 30-minute or less boxing review show in the Squared Circle with myself, Felipe León. See you next week.